Parshas Bechukosai, we have the inyan of the Teichacha. After the Torah tells us of the schar and the bracha for people who listen and do what the Torah says, the Torah elaborates at length at the klala and the einish awaiting for those who are not doing the right thing and not keeping what it says in the Torah. All the way at the end of the Teichacha, in the second to last pasuk, there appears a pasuk that seems to be opposite of Teichacha, rather a pasuk of bracha and nechama. It says, "V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, va'af es brisi Yitzchak, va'af es brisi Avraham, eskor v'ha'aretz eskor." This pasuk seems to be nechama, that even though there's such difficult times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always remembers the bris of Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always remembers the bris of Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, it's still in the middle of the Teichacha. The next pasuk right afterwards is just a continuation of the klalas and of the einish. Why do these words of nechama and bracha come in middle of the Teichacha? If it would say it after the Teichacha, I would understand. Even after all is said and done, v'zacharti es brisi Avraham. But it says it before the end of the Teichacha. Right in the middle of the Teichacha, it says it. What are these psukim of Nechama coming in? The Shla Kaddish asked this question, and the Shla says that these psukim are actually not psukim of Nechama, rather they're psukim of Teichacha. When a person does the wrong thing, and he's over Ratzon Hashem, so he deserves a punishment. What's the level of the punishment? The punishment is not the same for everyone. A chelek of the cheshbin, in what level of punishment he deserves, is not just tully in the maisa that he did, it's tully in the circumstances. For example, if a person grew up in an environment that's very difficult to keep the Torah and gave him too many nisyonos, and he was still expected to pull through, but he didn't, so he deserves something. But it doesn't compare to the person who grew up in the most amazing atmosphere that's very conducive to Shmiras HaTorah, and just like that, he stopped listening. And possibly that's part of what it means in the Mishnah in Avos when it says, "V'lefnei miata asad litain din v'cheshbin." And a lot of Mefarshim discuss what's din, what's cheshbin. And Lefiza, that's what it means. Din means the act that was done. You need to be paid for it. Cheshbin means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the same for everyone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the cheshbin. Lefi, the background, Lefi, the circumstances, what's going on around you. That's the level of einish he deserves. So the Shla HaKadosh says, that's what it means in the pasuk when it says, Eskar v'aretz Eskar. Hashem says, you're going to be punished not only for what you did wrong, but I'm also going to remember where you are. If you weren't in Eretz Yisrael, you were in a land of Tumah, of Aveira, so good. What more can we expect of you? So the Einish wouldn't be as bad. But these klalos are said of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Eskar v'aretz Eskar. I'm going to remember where you are. Despite the fact that you're in the place that was the most conducive for Kedusha, you chose the other way. Even a bigger einish that magnifies the Aveira. And it's the same thing with V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avraham. If a person, his background, his roots, his ancestors are all of Tumah and Aveira, what do you expect from the child? What should come of him? So even if he had Bechira, but if he chose the wrong thing, okay, he gets an einish, but not as bad. But if a person was grew up with the best possible roots, the most conducive to growing in Torah and mitzvahs, and he chose the other way, it's even a bigger taina against him. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, va'af es brisi Yitzchak, va'af es brisi Avraham. Hashem says, not only will I remember what you did, I remember what you're coming from. Instead of living up to the expectation of being a ben of Yitzchak, of Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, you chose the other way, I'll remember that too. And that magnifies the Teichacha, that magnifies the Klala. That's what the Shulchan Kaddish says. So really this Pasuk, if it's a Zacharti of Eskar, Va'aret Eskar, is Pesukim of Teichacha. That's on the one hand. Mitzat Sheni is a Bikasha. This Pasuk of a Zacharti is one of the 10 Pesukim that we say in Zichroinus on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that the Pesukim that are chosen for Zichroinus aren't allowed to be Pesukim of Peronus. They have to only be Pesukim of good Zichroinus, good memories. But things of Zichroin Peronus we're not allowed to mention. The Flea Shlach Kaddish, in the middle of Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, when we're looking for Schosim, we're looking for Bracha, what Pasuk do we say? The Pasuk of Teichacha, of a Zacharti Esbrisi Yaakov. L'chayra, the Halacha, the Din, of saying these Pesukim in Rosh Hashanah, is a stira to what the Shlach says. And also the Minog of Klal Yisrael is also not like the Shlach says. The Balkoire reads the Teichacha in a low tone, and very quickly, because of the klalos. And when he gets to the pasuk of Zacharti Esbrisi Yaakov, he stops and he says it loud and slow, like the rest of the Torah. And afterwards, the next pasuk, the last pasuk of the Teichacha, he goes back to the low tone of Teichacha. If this pasuk is also Teichacha, why is he saying it loud? The minhag of Klal Yisrael is not like the Shlach Kaddish. But the Shlach says it has to be Teichacha. The Teichacha is in the middle. It's not over yet. What's the pshat? So possibly you could explain that it's not a total stira. On the one hand, this pasuk is a pasuk that magnifies the Teichacha. And on the other hand, this is a pasuk that also describes the bracha and the nechama behind it. We all know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Teichacha, and there is punishment, and there is klala, it's not just letting loose his charoin af, chas v'shalom. Any teichacha that we get is all for the purpose of chinuch, of being mechanech klal Yisrael. When you do something good, you get the reward that motivates and that shows this is the way to go. And on the opposite, we get punished to know that this is the way not to go. And this is behavior that has to stop. It's all about being mechanechos. Now, how are you mechanech? How are you mechanech? Everyone has to be mechanech somebody. A Rebbe has to be mechanech a Talmud. A parent has to be mechanech a child. And every single person is responsible to be mechanech himself. How are you mechanech? So the Torah, in last week's parsha, Parshas Emor, gives us an example of chinuch. The only time that the Torah really speaks about chinuch beferish is by the kehanim. It says, "Emor el kehanim b'nei Aaron, va'amarta alehem lenefesh lo yitam ba'amav." And Rashi says, "It says emor va'amarta lahazir gedayel maktanim." This is really the mitzvah of chinuch, that the kehanim have a mitzvah of being mechanech their children in the mitzvah of tumah, not to be matama. But why does the Torah choose Dafka Tumas Koyanim as the example for the chinuch? We have to be mechanech our children on everything, on Shabbos, on Pesach, on every mitzvah in the Torah, and any aveira in the Torah. Why specifically does the Torah choose Tumas Koyanim? So the answer is like this. A lot of people are used to being mechanech, that if they see their child or their Talmud or themselves doing something wrong, and they want to get them to stop it, they tell them, that's bad. Don't do that bad thing. It's tumah, it's bad, keep away. And sometimes that derech could work. But the Torah wants to teach us that there's a better way of being mechanech. Let's say a kohen would tell his child, don't be matama l'mesim. That's the mitzvah. And the child will say, why? So the father will say, because tumas meis is a bad thing. It's tumah. Keep away from tumah. So the little kohen will say back, but what about all my friends? They're good people, and they're all being matama lemesim. They're Yisraelim. So why, if it's bad, why are they allowed to do it? So what's the only answer the father could tell his child? Yeah, Tumas Mace is not so bad, but not for a Kayan. A Kayan is special. A Kayan is a different level. What's good for everyone else might not be good for you, because you're a Kayan. And I'll have to explain him, the godless of a Kayan. And the godless of the Kayan, Tumas Mace, is not appropriate. The Torah uses this as an example of chinuch, because this is really the way we're supposed to be mechanech in all mitzvahs and all averis. Instead of focusing on the bad, on the tuma in bad things, and saying no, which sometimes could work, but sometimes doesn't talk to the person you're being mechanech. Sometimes it doesn't talk to yourself. Instead of speaking about the negative, focus on the positive of what a yid is. Instead of saying how bad that is, let ourselves realize the godless of a yid, or what we are. And this behavior is inappropriate for our godless. That's the inyan of chinuch. And that's why the Torah chose Tumas Koyanim as the example of chinuch, because over there there's no other way to do it. And that's the way we're supposed to be mechanech in all mitzvahs and averus. That's the inyan of chinuch. So it's the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has to send Teichacha, and to Teichacha is chinuch. But what are we going to take out of this Teichacha? Are we going to take out that this behavior is bad, bad, bad? Or are we going to take out of the Teichacha that no, I don't know if that's bad or not, but it's not right for you. For us as a Yid, for the Maila of a Yid, that's not right. So maybe that's what the pasuk is being miramis. On the one hand, v'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchak, v'af es brisi Avram, eskor v'aretz eskor. The fact that this is our roots, the Avos HaKadoshim, the fact that we're in Eretz Yisrael, this is the atmosphere that we're in, and we didn't pull through, that magnifies the Avera much more, and the Oynish is much greater. And it's that, in that respect, it's part of the Teichacha. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us over here in this pasuk that when He punishes, He's going to punish in a way that we realize the reason why this is happening is not because bad, bad, bad. It's rather because we're good. We're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. We're B'nai Eretz Yisrael. This behavior wasn't appropriate for us. And that's the biggest chizuk. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us in that way, instead of being broken and just viewing ourselves as a failure, Adarabba will see our godless. This is because of a Zacharti Yisbrisi Avram Mitzvah V'Yaakov. And that will encourage Klal Yisrael to turn around and make that change. So it's both ends. The V'Zacharti Yisbrisi Mitzan Echad makes the Einish and the Teichacham more difficult. Mitzat Sheni, that also gives the chizik, the zacharti es brisi Avraham Mitzvah V'Yaakov, being punished in that way of focusing on the godless of the Yid, that will also give us the motivation to turn around. This is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechanech us, and this is the way that we're expected to be mechanech the people that we're in charge of being mechanech, and also of being mechanech ourselves.